Did you know that there are six pillars to building a six-figure or multi-six-figure wedding business without working all the time? And if you're not booking enough of your ideal clients, if you're not making the money you want to make, if you're working crazy hours and heading toward burnout, that means you haven't mastered all six of these pillars. When you master them, you're able to make the money you want, working with the clients you want, working only as much as you want. Want to know how to do that? Yeah, I thought so. And that is why I created a free audio training for you to walk you through the six pillars in detail, the three big mistakes wedding pros make with them. You'll get to take an audit to see exactly what your score is for each pillar, and I'll share how you can improve your score once you know where you stand. You can grab this free private podcast over at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. That's evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. Go grab it right now. You'll thank me later and see where you stand and how you can improve your score with these six pillars. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast bonus episode, and we are going to dig into defining success for yourself so that you can make it happen.
In a world where wedding professionals are struggling to market and grow their businesses, one podcast brings together top experts and actionable strategies to help you build the wedding business of your dreams. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast. Here is your host, Heidi Thompson.
Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. I am your host, as always, Heidi Thompson, and I am all about helping wedding professionals just like you build their businesses to six figures and beyond without working all the time. And I plan my podcast pretty far in advance, and I had inspiration strike, so I wanted to record a bonus episode for you. Now, I have been working behind the scenes on an upcoming challenge that I have for you that I think you're going to love. It's called Plan Your Most Successful Year, and it's a free 5-day challenge. And in it, we are really going through building the plans that you need in order to make next year your most successful year yet. This is a methodology I've been using for myself, that I've been using for members of the Wedding Business Collective for years and years now. And I really wanted to break it down in an easily digestible way. And I'm really, really excited to offer it to you. It's going to be happening the week of December 6th. And you can get your spot at theweddingbusinesscollective.com/challenge. And of course, I will have the link to that and everything I talk about in the show notes for this, which will be at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/success. And success is what I really wanted to talk to you about today, because during this challenge, we are going to be covering, you know, how to easily figure out what worked and what didn't last year, so you can do more of what works and less of what didn't. How to intentionally design the year that you want to have and make sure that happens. How to set goals that you can break down and easily reach, and how to break them down into a non-overwhelming 90-day plan, and how to make reaching your goals simple and step-by-step and not just hoping. And the crux of all of this comes to understanding what you yourself define as success. So what does success mean to you personally? Because chances are it's going to mean something different to you, different to me, different to a lot of other people, depending on what their priorities are, what they value, what they're focused on at this particular stage in life. But it's funny. I'm sure you've probably realized for yourself, you know, you grow up and what success is like overachieving, getting good grades. And I was totally that kid. I totally get how that works. And then, you know, you get dumped out into the world and all of a sudden success is defined as this really weird societal norm of, you know, you have this job and you work really hard and working hard is what makes you successful. And you got the 2.5 kids and the picket fence and you got to buy a house and you got to live in a suburb and you got to have a minivan and all the things, right? All the like super stereotypical things. And as we get older, you know, we prune these things out. Like maybe we don't want kids. I know I don't. So that's not a thing for me. You know, I'd rather live in a city than in a suburb. So that's a priority to me. And you really come to sort of subconsciously determine what is and isn't considered successful to you. But what I want to challenge you to do before we even start this Plan Your Most Successful Year challenge is to identify what success means to you and what success means to you right now in your life. Maybe success to you right now means you get to be home more with your kids. Maybe success means you want to reach a certain revenue, but so many problems stem from us running off of the default programming of society that, you know, the thing that is successful is like, you know, you're in corporate and you climb the ladder and you make a little more and a little more and then you spend all of it. And that just doesn't cut it for me. And I have a feeling because, you know, you run a business, it probably doesn't cut it for you either. People who run businesses tend not to be the most cookie cutter, good corporate employee type people to generalize. But I mean, some things to give you examples that I've found that success means to me is financial freedom. And what I mean by that is having enough income to where I know I'm covered, all my expenses are covered, and I can make decisions freely, unattached to that. So I don't have to operate in survival mode. Now, for me, that's a combination of my business, and I'm starting to delve into the world of real estate investing. That is what success looks like for me. It's not about having a flashy car. Like, I don't even own a car. So that's definitely not the thing that I equate success to. I'm really focused on freedom. That's my big thing. So that's in terms of my money and my time, so that I'm free to experience the world the way I want to experience it. I can travel, I can do things. That is what's important to me. But I mean, I'm 35, I don't have kids. If you are not me exactly, you are going to have other things that success means to you. Maybe success to you is being able to be done with work by 2:30 so you can pick your kids up from school. That is awesome. And it's something that is absolutely doable. I think so often we get stuck in the way we're supposed to do things. You can't see me, but I'm air quoting. That we forget that there is literally no way you're supposed to do things when it's your own business. You get to write the rules. You get to decide how you want things to work. And if you want to be, you know, the captain of the ship and be done working by 2 p.m., you can absolutely build and structure your business in a way that makes that possible for you. The thing I see a lot of people do is they realize that that would be a nice to have, but they don't do anything to plan to make it happen. Now, nothing is just going to magically happen for you. You're not just going to magically quit working at 2 if you're currently working till 7. You know, that's just not realistic. So you have to create a plan for yourself. And that is really what we're digging into during this challenge is, okay, what do you want? What is the life you want? And how can we craft your business to support the life that you want? If that means you only want to work 5 weddings a year, cool. You can absolutely do that. If that means you only want to work in a, like one specific area of your business, totally doable. If you want to be hands off and have other people running things, totally doable. Basically, anything you want to create within your life, your business is doable, but you have to A, identify that this is your idea of success and this is what you're going to build to, and then come into this challenge knowing that that is what you want to intentionally design your life, your business around reaching. That way, you know, you can start doing things in a way that allow you to have that extra time with your kids, if that's the thing that's important to you, or that allow you to have a few months off and you're going to travel, like whatever it is, I guarantee you there is a way to make it happen. And a lot of people are scared to just admit what it is that they want. So this is a super short episode. I just really want to challenge you to acknowledge, accept, and embrace what is it that you consider to be success? What does that look like for you? And recognize that someone else might look at that and be like, oh, that is not what I would want. And that's totally okay, because we're not building our businesses for other people. We're building them for ourselves. They're our businesses. They're going to support the life that we, as the CEOs, want to live. But they can't do that if you don't get crystal clear on what is the target, you know, what is success, because then you can start to set goals around that. You can start to work backwards from those goals and create plans around that, create habits around that, create the step by step. And that's what we're going to be digging into in this challenge. So I would love to hear from you. On Instagram, I am Evolve Your Wedding Business. Shoot me a DM. I love talking to listeners of the podcast. Let me know what success looks like for you. I love seeing all of the different iterations and versions of what success means. I think that's beautiful. I think it's really cool that we are in a world where we can create these businesses and use them to create the lives that we want to have. That's exciting. And it's freeing when you really realize it and admit to yourself, yeah, no, I don't want to do what that person's doing. I want to do what I want to do. And that is totally doable, totally possible. We just have to break it down into the plan, the steps to get you there. Speaking of plans, make sure that you sign up for that free challenge starting on December 6th. Plan Your Most Successful Year Challenge. You can sign up at theweddingbusinesscollective.com/challenge. If what I'm talking about here is resonating with you, if you want to stop leaving your success to chance, if you want to stop flying by the seat of your pants, if you want to create a plan that actually works and makes achieving your goals simple and straightforward, you're going to love this. It's a totally free 5-day challenge, and I cannot wait to lead you through it. So again, that's theweddingbusinesscollective.com/challenge. I will see you there at that challenge. And like I said, let me know, what does success look like to you? And I think this really just kind of popped into my head, both from planning this challenge as well as, you know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving in the US, we're coming up on the holidays. It's a more reflective and like grateful feeling time of year. And I know I'm very grateful for the ability to shape my own life through my business. And a lot of people don't take advantage of that. I want you to be sure that you are crafting the life that you want. Care of your business. So if you're in the US, happy Thanksgiving. If you're everywhere else, happy rest of your week, and I'll speak to you again very soon.